seen you in so long. Come and sit down. Do you want a drink? I've got beer and coconut water. Okay, beer it is. Well, I'm glad you're back. I've had 2 years of not seeing you. How have you been? So you're here for good now? Oh, that is awesome. He's in Koh Samui with his new girlfriend. Have you met her? Oh, she's really nice, yeah. Oh God, no, I couldn't stand her. No, she was awful. In fact, I think I might have been the reason why her and Dad broke up. No, we never got along. Yeah, but I really like the new one he's with now. He should be coming back any minute now. But that's good, we've got a chance to talk. 2 whole years. 2 whole years without you. You know, since the last time I saw you, I've actually been going through the photo album and just going through all our old memories, and I've managed to find it if you'd like to have a look. Cool. Me, I'm good. Finished school a few months ago. I turned 18. Oh yeah, thanks for the message. Yep, and yeah. Thank you so much for the offer of the birthday gift. I will definitely keep it in mind. It was great. Yep, it was great. What little I can remember of it. I made it home. Yeah, I was kind of carried home, but yeah, I was safe. Yeah, it's right here. Do you remember that festival that I think it would have been about 3 or 4? That was when it was first just Dad and I. And I was walking around on your shoulders the whole time, and I had a fairy costume. And do you remember how I insisted on being on your shoulders and not Dad's? Yeah. Found this photo here. Do you remember that? Yeah, I remember you and Dad took turns of who was going to look after me. And we were in the tent together and I snuggled up to you, and my dad went out and, you know, chased young girls in fairy costumes with dreadlocks. And I just remember, I just felt really warm and peaceful with you and calm. I've always looked up to you. Yeah. Do you remember this one here? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that day. Do you remember that dress, that blue dress? Yeah, I used to wear it all the time. In fact, I used to sometimes throw tantrums if I couldn't leave the house wearing it, even if it was, you know, 15 degrees or something outside. And we went, that's right, where was that place? Yeah, that's right, yeah. And we got there and I tripped over and fell into a puddle. And then you lent me your shirt and you had to walk around all day without your shirt, and because I was wearing it. Now, you never got that shirt back, did you? Oh, you've forgotten about it, thank God. Because I hid it and I kept it and I took it out at night and I used to smell it because it had your scent on it. I was about 6 at the time, something like that. But yeah, no, you were always really good to me. I've always seen you as a father figure, and I've always been so lucky. Because while I didn't have a mum, I had two really, really, really great guys in my life, and yeah, I couldn't be happier. And it's made me be a really, really, really good judge of the males I choose to have in my life. Yeah, I was with one guy recently, but we broke up. Oh, he was just an idiot, and he just wasn't, he just wasn't really nice, and he was just quite lazy, and we did once, but it was really, really horrible. Yeah, it was awful, and he didn't know what he was doing and didn't really care, and yeah, we broke up shortly after. Yeah. Do you know, I remember, you know, used to read stories to me, and then I remember, you know, you used to, you know, snuggle up to me and let me sit on your lap, and then it stopped when I was about, I don't know, 11, 10 or 11. And I could never work out why. But I noticed as I got a little bit older, I think I might have been about 13 or 14, you started looking at me differently. And I started looking at you differently. And I felt things for you. I had never felt for you before, and I was really confused. Sorry, should I have maybe not said that? You thought that too? Is that why you moved away? Because you felt something for me as well. Were you scared about what Dad was going to do? Well, I don't think he'd be very happy about it, you know. I mean, you've known me all my life. I've never known a time where you haven't been around apart from the last 2 years. And, you know, I've missed having you around. I'm just now I'm sitting next to you. It's not like, you know, when I was young. It feels different. It's almost scary, but it feels really good. Too good. God. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just not used to it, that's all. Yeah, do you want to lay down? Yeah. No, keep going. Yeah, please do it. Yeah, you don't need to ask me. Just do it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't stop shaking. Just feels so wrong, but it feels so good. Feeding me, yeah. I keep licking my pussy. I want to do it to you now. No, no, I don't need to come. I'm doing this to my dad's best friend. That's definitely one side of my dad's best friend I thought I'd never see. And I'm probably one side of your best friend's daughter that you didn't think you could see. Coming home, it's all good. Yeah, his plane got delayed. Didn't I tell you before? Let's just stop talking about my dad, please. So it's the last face I want to see right now.
haven't seen it before. Always loved your strong arms. Yeah. Always loved your six pack. You don't know how much I used to stare at you when I was about 12. I remember. I think we were in either Broome or Coffs Harbour, and you were sitting by the pool. You had your shirt off and you were bronze. I remember, I was sitting there in my bikini and just watching you. Just made me so hot. I blocked it out. I just couldn't process it. So you were my dad's best friend. I've known you all my life. And I remember when I was 14 and you picked me up from that party when I got too drunk. I felt so bad about that. Honestly, I felt more disappointed in myself if it was my dad picking me up. Do I want to what? Do I want to go on top? Okay. I don't think I've done this before. Okay, I just, okay. So I just do it like this. Yeah. Oh, you liked it, did you? Yeah. Okay, may have only had sex once before, but I've sucked a few cocks. I've learnt to get good at it. But yours was definitely the best. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever be doing this. I know I shouldn't feel these things for you, but I can't help it. I've been so looking forward to seeing you so much. I couldn't wait. Couldn't fucking wait. I'm so glad you're here now. I've been dreaming about you. Yeah, I've still got your shirt. I still take it out every now and again. Your smell's gone though. Yeah. You want me to? Yeah. Oh. Oh my God. What happened? What happened to me? Oh my God, was that an orgasm? I've never had one before. I didn't know it was that intense. Oh, why am I wet? Did you come? Did you want me to jerk you off? Oh, okay. We can always do it later. Yeah, Dad's plane's been delayed till tomorrow morning. So we don't have to get up and get dressed and pretend nothing's happened. We can stay here. We can do it again. I can't believe I've just fucked my dad's best friend. Man who's been my father figure since I was only a few days old. No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be laying here with a man I've known all my life. And I've wanted this for so long. Now, of course, we're not going to tell Dad. Because you and I would both be dead, wouldn't we? But oh well. I am 18 after all.